And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back from vacation, back from our week in Florida with young Jackie. We spent Thanksgiving. Why am I playing this music? Why do you hear this very, I think, peaceful and meditative sound, General? Yes, today we're going to have on Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And Dean is going to talk with us. What was that, Bud? What was it, Bud?
I think we went to the laboratory.
What do you mean a laboratory? Cut him off.
Hi, it's Dean. Are you guys going to...
Cut him off. What was that? What is that?
That's the power station.
It's the power station down the street. Apparently you had...
The power station down the street. We were having some problem with clipping on the TriCaster. And I checked in with Southern California.
He checked in with Southern California, Edison. He's frightened, Phil.
What are you frightened for?
I don't know if I did the right thing.
Bud, you did the right... Look, if we got a problem with the TriCaster, you don't have to check in with the Southern California Edison power station. Is that actually...
Yeah, that's their... we have a remote microphone there.
What is that?
That's the interior. Is that...
Yeah, it's the power station.
That ain't Southern California Edison, you jackass. That's a washing machine.
Oh.
Are you an idiot or something?
Well, what are you talking about, man? You were letting him do it.
I thought he said he had a line to some of the guys at SCE.
Yeah, they knew how to correct any power overload.
Overload?
Overload.
That's not an overload, man. Clipping is because we got too much modulation. That's not a power overload. You got...
Can't even say the word. Overload, not overload.
I didn't say overload.
You said overlord.
No, I did not.
Yeah. It sounded like it to me.
What I'm telling you is, it's not an overload. It's running the levels to... Forget it, man. That's the washing machine.
Where's the washing machine?
Inside the garage. Thank you very much, and welcome back to the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This, then, is the Dean Wheeler Hour. The Hour of Yoga. And over the next 60 minutes, actually won't be 60, it'll be more like 30... We'll be talking to Dean Wheeler. Dean, who is the head of the Northern California Holistic Center, as well as Wheeler Resort and Man Camp. And more importantly, primarily, the developer of an evolution of the physical system known as yoga, called Yogo.
Now, we will be talking with Dean today about this thing called Yogo. And is it indeed an evolution off of Yogo, or is it simply something... an evolution off of yoga, or is it something that is entirely different? Dean, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much, Margaret. This is indeed a red letter day for Dean Wheeler, and Emeralda is joining me. And
I've not spoken to Emeralda. Emeralda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I join Dean in our humility and our gratitudinity, which is a word that we have developed, haven't we, Dean?
We have. We've developed the word gratitudinity because we're so grateful for Emeralda's singing career, as well as the beautiful things that life has brought us here with Yogo.
Emeralda, I'm a singer, and I have done some musical theater, so I've been following your career with great interest, and I know that we all wish you the greatest of luck.
Right, I appreciate that. I think that I'm doing well, and I know that you're a professional singer, and I know that you have oftentimes sung on the Phil Henry, correct?
Yeah, his name is Phil Henry.
Hi, Emeralda, it's Phil Henry, yes. My name is Henry, and we're very grateful that you've joined us, and we are, and Margaret is right, we are all very supportive of your singing.
Right, exactly. I know that Ms. Gray is a wonderful singer in her own right, but I'm a little different. I'm more ethereal. I am more experimental in my singing.
Why don't you sing a song that Emeralda wrote to that very beautiful flute and recorder music that you used to open the program, Phil, and it is called Emeralda?
This is a song called Wisdom. It wears neither pants nor a dress.
Wisdom, it wears neither pants nor a dress.
I don't stutter.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Phil, that was uncalled for.
I would say that it is. I'm here to support you, Emeralda. I'm not in competition with you.
Thank you. I'm fine. I accept that. I'm sorry.
Emeralda, I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say that you're a little insecure around Ms. Gray.
I admire you, Margaret, very much, but no, I'm not insecure.
Well, again, my background is in professional singing. My background is in musical theater, so if you were, I wouldn't be surprised, nor would I hold that against you.
I'm not blown away by you, chick.
All right.
Ladies, we don't want to have an argument. We want to have this. Let's hear you sing, Emeralda. We're looking forward to it.
The song is called Wisdom Wears Neither a Pants or a Skirt. Emeralda Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
Something tonight. Turn it down before I throw up, please.
All right, honey.
I'm sorry. Mr. Henry, I'm very sorry. I got a hold of some bad sushi.
Are you all right, Ms. Wheeler?
Yes, I'm all right.
Emeralda, may I say, that was absolutely beautiful. Did you write that yourself?
Yes, I wrote it all by myself.
Emeralda, I don't think anyone is trying to put you down.
Sorry, I am a little insecure around you, Ms. Gray. I've heard your name, and I've heard you singing.
I thought that was very beautiful. Phil, what'd you think?
I thought it was extremely, yes, it was very beautiful, very ethereal. And again, it comes from, as you say, an experimental school, Ms. Wheeler?
My feeling is the great experimental singers such as Noonga Heen and Bon Banum
we've never heard of these singers.
Well, they are from a very experimental school of atonal singing, the Eastern scales, which are not like our usual do, re, mi, fa, so. The Eastern scale, the Indian scale, is more do, re, mi, fa, so. You know,
I've heard of that.
I'm not. Hold on for just a minute there. I don't have any.
She doesn't have anything more to add, Ms. Gray. Again, she's very insecure. Just sit down.
I don't want you to be insecure, Emeralda. I thought that was lovely.
Well, we are here to talk more about Dean's yoga, and that's. I'm here to support my husband. That's really what my life has been, in support of Dean. And everything that he wants to do.
Well, honey, I you know that I want you to be a part of everything that I do.
I understand, but I want my own career. But I am here, and I want everyone to know I'm here today to support Dean and his Wheeler Resort and Man Camp and yoga and everything that he gets to do.
And there's resentment there.
Ms. Wheeler, we don't want you to be resentful. Dean has talked many times about how you are so much a part of his life, and he supported your singing.
I would think, yes, Dean's support of your singing career, I think, shows that he does want you in his life.
What about that, Ms. Wheeler? Dean has been on this program primarily in recent years supporting you.
I understand that, and I know that I've been a bitter disappointment to Dean.
No, you have not, honey.
I've been a bitter disappointment to you, honey. You expected more from my career, and I didn't give it to you. And I apologize for that, darling, and I will forever be ashamed of myself.
No, honey, you have...
Well, why don't we... Look, let's talk about something I think the two of you mutually are interested in, and that is yoga, Dean's evolution of yoga. Is that accurate to call it that, Dean?
I don't really think it is, Phil. I think that yoga is beyond... Yoga is about, yes... the physical, what they call asanas or postures, but yoga is about blending posture with what I call the impossible. That is, never attaining
the sublime of the yoga posture. We have kidded on your program in the past that one of our yoga bends is literally what we call the spider, where you bend over backwards until you are reaching the floor behind you or the ground behind you. So you have your feet on the ground, you have your hands on the ground, your head is back, your tongue is out, and your partner in yoga is on all fours.
Yes, on all fours, with their rear end sticking right into the face.
No, but that's where you misunderstand. Here's Emeralda. No, General, it is not sticking right in the face. Dean and I have experimented with the spider. When I'm on the floor and I'm on all fours, I'm arching my back and I am attaining a separation there in the different chakras of the spine so that the nervous energy flows through. But the posture shows me with my rear end arced up in the air, as high up in the air as I could get it with my knees still on the ground, my head up in the air, so there's a natural bend to the back.
All right, can I ask a question here?
Yes.
Then why does Dean's spider have to have him on the floor with his tongue?
No, that's not the question. The question, Phil, Dean?
Yeah, the question, Phil, is why are you asking that question? Why does your mind have to dip into what we in yoga call the infinite jockstrap? Okay?
What does that mean, the infinite jockstrap?
It means that you're dipping your mind into an unending reservoir of stink and infection. Why does your mind go there, Phil?
An unending reservoir of stink and infection.
Yes. So what I'm saying...
You're saying to me, because I asked that question...
That's what makes that yoga asana questionable in the minds of some people. And you have to get back, you have to get back to just accepting the posture as a freeing of nervous energy that ultimately frees spiritual energy.
All right, Dean and Emeralda, if I have this correct, when the two of you go into these yoga postures, it is coincidental, if you will, that Dean's head and his tongue sticking out of his head just happen to be in close proximity.
Yes, go ahead. Don't resist. Because you see where your mind wants to go?
My mind is not going there. That is what your posture, this asana in yoga, is doing.
No, we described Dean on the ground behind me in the spider. His head is dipped back. His tongue is out. And it's sticking straight out. And in front of him, I am practicing what's called the goat. And that is where I have my buttock high in the air as I can get it, with my knees still on the ground, the swaying of the back, and then I have my head straight up. The fact that it is coincidental that Dean's tongue is sticking in the direction of the high buttock, that is what you want to do with it, Margaret. And what we're asking you to do is to get away from the infinite jockstrap of stink and infection and lift your mind to the healthy aspect of this asana.
All right, you're doing the spider and you're doing, what is the other one called?
Yes, the other one, the one that Emeralda's doing?
Yes.
It's called the goat. So the spider and the goat. And both of those animals, you look at the spider and you look at the goat, they have nothing to do with each other. It's just coincidental.
It just happens to be coincidental that your tongue...
Yeah, your tongue is sticking in it.
Who is that, please? I must know.
Bud Dickman.
What do you mean, the tongue sticking in it? There is no tongue sticking in anything, young man.
I'm sorry, but that's what it sounds like. And that's why Yogo has had a hard time.
Bud, pardon me, Dean Wheeler here. Bud, you're a young man. You have much to learn about life. If there's been one person on that show who has been a roadblock to my happiness in the development of yoga, with your questions that just border on the... just your questions that get into areas that...
Yeah, to get to do what?
Wait a minute, wait. What are Bud's questions doing that bother you?
The one guy that when I finally got everybody convinced, and he comes in
he sounds not very bright.
Bud is very bright. Don't put that boy down. He was in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, a motorcycle. So that's why he comes on, and he comes on. We'll use the word, because in yoga, we're not afraid. Yoga is fearless. When Bud Dickman comes on and shits all over... When Bud Dickman comes on, Phil, and shits, that's right, I said it, and because we're not afraid of words in yoga, shits all over a finely manicured lawn known as yoga, I have a right to call that out.
All Bud did was ask you a very logical question, and that is the tongue. All right, never mind. Let's move on.
Hey, yeah. As Bud would say, all right, yeah. I don't understand, but I think the conversation's getting into some very destructive areas. I wanted to come on this program and speak of how I do support my husband. Emeralda, we want Emeralda to sing another. This is called what, honey? This is a song called My Eyes Are Peering Right Through Your Skull Into Our Future. Emeralda Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen. My eyes can see through your skull into the future. My eyes can see through your skull into the future. My eyes can see through your skull.
That was lovely. That was a lovely song, Emeralda.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting, Dean. You say it's a lovely song, but the praise is very muted.
I'll tell you what, I think it was absolutely beautiful. You have an exquisite voice, Emeralda. And you have great range as well.
Yeah? Then what's wrong with the song?
Well, the song's called My Eyes Can See Through Your Skull Into the Future, and I'm wondering... Is it religious? Is it spiritual? Is it psychosexual? What manner of song, other than, yes, experimental, would you call that?
It's a good question, Ms. Wheeler.
All right. You're asking questions that, once again, the very question...
You're saying because we ask questions, we mess it up. Just because we ask about your tongue going up, well...
If you say my tongue's going up something... So help. Take it easy, Dean. The boy doesn't mean anything. What are you asking, Bud?
You're saying by merely asking a question, we've made a mistake.
I wouldn't call it a mistake, Bud. I would simply say that your minds are not ready for the truth revealed. If you ask, why are you singing about your eyes seeing through someone's skull into the future, I will say, ah, you're not ready. Obviously, you don't even get it.
No, we don't get it, so help us get it.
There's no helping you get it. If you want to get it, Phil, that's what yoga can do. The first thing you do in yoga is you don't ask questions. Let's take a look here at yoga. Asana, this is asana number 3. This is called pranamayana. And in this particular asana, I sit on the floor, spread leg, and I arch my back with my head all the way back, my arms extended as far behind me as they can go. Then Emeralda, I lay on the floor in front of him with my hands behind my back, my ankles up in the air, and my mouth open, hovering over his reproductive area.
And if we make any comment about that sounding obscene, as if you're performing oral sex, we are out of line.
Not only are you out of line, you're ignorant. You're ignorant to a fault.
we would say in yoga, we would say, you're so stupid, it's beyond belief. What's so funny about that? Yes, what is funny?
I'll tell you what's funny. That's you're saying that's what you call that in yoga. That's what I would call it in real life.
Well, then we're on the same page. We're on the same page.
But don't you... So the mere asking of the question, the mere perception that sounds like some kind of a sex act...
You don't get it. The fact that, why does that... You don't ask the question, you don't make the comment that it sounds like a sex act. You don't say, why does that appear to be a sex act? You accept it for the energy that it is creating. So when I arch my back and I have my mouth open and hovering over his reproductive area with my arms behind me and my ankles up, and Dean is arching his back spread-legged in front of me, that is called pranamanyana. And that is a freeing again of nervous energies, a freeing again of the electricity between brain and the neural system of the human body that allows us better health.
Because of the...
Go ahead. Because of the what?
Because of the flow of neural energy helps to heal, to reinforce, and to energize.
Hey, all right.
Okay, Dean, what are you being sarcastic for?
I'm sorry, I just heard...
He heard me do it, now he wants to copy me.
I'm not copying shit. Okay, Dean... I apologize, Mr. Henry.
See, this is the problem that I'm having with this so-called yoga system. Everything is juvenile, and if we ask any questions about it, we are put on the defensive. We're told that we're, as you just said, Dean, we're so stupid you can't believe it.
I'm trying to get together the funds so my wife and I can get out of town.
Get out of town and do what?
We're trying to get my singing career back on track. We're trying to get the money together for a new tour.
And so that's why you're plugging yoga. You want to get more people in your class. Is that it?
Yes, that's it. I don't think it's anything we should be afraid of. Give me that gun, Emeralda. Give me the... I see that squirrel one more time. I told you, didn't I? Oh, my God. I got it. Dead to rights.
Did you just kill that squirrel?
You better believe it. I put a load of buckshot up its ass. Emeralda, I don't believe in the cruelty to animals. Well, you just saw me be cruel to an animal.
Emeralda Wheeler and Dean Wheeler are our guests, and we're in the middle of something that I'm a little disturbed by. First of all, you wielding a shotgun, Emeralda. I don't like being called stupid because I'm asking good questions.
This is something that I think we're all in agreement on, Dean. And I don't want to... Look, if you're coming on the program...
Did you not give me the yoga hour, or did you not?
Did he not give you the yoga hour, or did he not?
I mean, did you give me the yoga hour, or did you not?
Yes, I gave you the yoga hour.
Dean, calm down. I'll handle it. Mr. Henry, you gave us the yoga hour, and we're very appreciative. But you have to understand that yoga is a philosophy. It is a belief system. It is a physical system of exercise and energize. That requires action, not a lot of questions. And when you ask Dean, why are you sticking your tongue in the direction of my elevated buttock, and in your mind you're going, he, it's disrespectful to us, Phil.
All right, so I won't ask any more questions. The next sauna, you have one more that you wanted to tell us about?
Yeah, we did. And I certainly want you to ask questions.
Well, no, you do not want us to ask questions, because when we do, we're called stupid.
You're called stupid, Ms. Gray, only when you say, why is my mouth hovering over his reproductive area reminding you of a... I'll say, go ahead. Of a blowjob.
I didn't say that. I said oral sex.
Oh, you didn't say that. You said oral sex. All right, Phil, the next one is...
Well, yes, that's what I said, Emeralda.
All right. Phil, do you want me to...
Go ahead, Dean.
The next asana, this is called Railroad Train. And in this particular asana, it's the stretching of the fingers. And Emeralda lays on her stomach as I use my index finger and I point it directly at her...
Beep.
as I continue to...
All right, give me a break, will you? Are you kidding me? Every single one of these things...
Bill, if I'm interrupted one more time, you can take the Yogo hour. Do you think I need the Yogo hour? Because I don't. This is unconscionable, Mr. Henry.
General, please. Go ahead. God.
Dad, are you kidding me? You stick your finger right at her butt.
Beep.
I didn't say that, did I? I said I have my finger pointing directly at her...
Beep.
Oh, my God. You know something? This is impossible. It is impossible to talk to you people about something serious.
Well, what are you talking about, man? You don't expect us to ask questions about this?
It is an exercise. It's called the Five Figures of Destiny. Here, I'll do it, Dean. You see, Emeralda, when you push me out of the lecture here, I look like just a feckless, weak... Are you saying you look like a pussy? Go ahead. It's called the Five Fingers of Destiny, and yes, one of the fingers is pointed directly at your female partner's you-know-what. Okay, I won't use the word. It has nothing to do... And why am I explaining? Do not explain. If you are having to ask questions as to the propriety of these...
All right, well, I won't ask any questions about propriety. Why don't you tell me, what is it supposed to do?
What is it supposed to do? You're stretching your fingers... And you're getting the electrical neural energy into the hand.
Yeah, but why is it pointed at the ladies' thing?
Ooh, at the ladies' thing. Grow up, Dean. But the reason why it's pointed, quote unquote, at the ladies' thing, is to further energize the man's hands, the digits, the arms, to focus his mind. Now you may ask, what does this do for the woman? The woman is laying there merely as the receptacle for the man's neural energy. And the woman lays there as the receptacle for the man's psychic energy as well, the psychosexual energy. And
oh, that sounds like such horseshit.
Oh, it does.
I'm sorry, but that just does. And Dean, you know, this is Phil's business. He can put anything he wants on this platform, but I think it sounds like a load of dung, like a load of rich... mineral-infused goat dung. You understand?
Okay, Phil. You know, you can take your Yogo hour.
Dean, I want you to have the Yogo hour, but, you know, you're going to have to come up with better explanations for them as some of this stuff. And that last one...
Yeah, talk about pointing a finger. And I'm not even going to use the word you used.
I tell you what you do, Phil. You hire a sidekick, or whatever you call Bud Dickman, that speaks the English language and doesn't spit more than he talks.
Don't be putting Bud down. Don't you dare put that young man down.
Are you kidding me or something? And every week we're introduced by some guy that sounds like he's got a jackhammer shoved in his mouth, and he's going... Excuse me. I'm sorry, Phil. This isn't going to work out.
No, I don't think it is, Dean. And I've had you on this program for many years, and I wanted you to have the Yogo hour, but you're telling us asking these questions are stupid.
Yes, they are stupid. If you have to ask, why is it I have my tongue pointing at my wife... You're playing their game, Dean. I have my tongue shoved at... I have my buttock in the air, and his tongue, coincidentally, is pointed at it.
Yeah, and coincidentally, you're laying on your stomach, and his finger is coincidentally pointing right at your...
Beep!
You dirty, filthy old man. You know, I'm tempted to call my lawyer.
Isn't that what you said? We understand what was said, and you want to get your lawyer involved. Why?
Because you are slandering.
We're not slandering anything, Dean. We're quoting exactly what you have told us.
When I talk about prana manana, with my mouth hovering directly over Dean's reproductive area, and you seem to think that that is cause for jokes and smirking and giggling, I find that untenable.
You have your mouth hovering over his reproductive... Okay.
God, Phil, now you're joining in the general figurative undressing of me and Emeralda, pointing at us and pointing on our different body parts and laughing. Thank you very much, Mr. Henry, but I will never again be on your program.
And I would like to say, Emeralda, your singing was beautiful.
It was absolutely lovely. Will you come back at least and sing?
Of course. Thanks so much, Phil. I hope you go out of business.
Still got to do a song.
Still got to do a song.
What?
Emeralda still has to do a song.
Hey, you. Talking to me?
Yeah.
Gotta do a song. I thought you killed that goddamn thing.
Give me the gun.
Emeralda, no. Give me the gun. Here, squirrel. Here, little squirrel. Got him.
Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved to Podcast One. That sucked.
Hey, take it easy, man. I agree with it. That was lousy. We thought we'd learned something about Yogo, and he's got his...
her mouth hovering over it.
Yeah, and did a finger and everything.
Thanks very much, folks. Anyway, don't forget, coming up this Friday night, it's BSP Chat time. As you know, the BSP Chat is now once a month. Friday night, 7 o'clock Pacific, it is the Backstage Pass Chat. Join us if you're a Backstage Pass subscriber at our website, philhenryshow.com, and join our video cast as I am live via video chatting with the BSPs who are entering their thoughts and feelings in our chat box. Also, this coming Saturday, the return of Saturday Cinema. Popular demand? Not really. I just miss it.
And that's how selfish you are, Mr. Henry.